good.
On Daf Hey Omid Beis, we have the sugya of a lechi that's 4 amos wide, and the Gemara initially says that that lechi is considered part of the mavui. It's not a separate lechi, you have to add a lechi to be matir tiltul in the mavui, unless the pirtza, the part that's open in the Pesach HaMavui, is less than 4 amos, which means that the lechi covers most of the Pesach HaMavui. That's called Omed Meruba Ala Parts. And in such a case, you don't need a lechi to be matir. So even though the lechi is wider than 4 amos, which means that it cannot serve as a lechi, but nevertheless I don't need a lechi in such a case, because once it's parutz meruba la amud, so the whole area is considered sasum. It's like he closed it on all 4 sides. Okay, now the Gemara derives the halacha of Omed Meruba Laparutz from a Kal V'chomer, and as we've mentioned in the past, the principle of Omed Meruba Laparutz in the case of a Mavui is not, shall we say, intuitive. It's not something that we can know from Svara, but rather we need a Kal V'chomer to derive this halacha. And the question is, why do we really need a Kal V'chomer? Wouldn't it be, you know, just plain svara that if this mavui is closed off on its 4th side, that itself should certainly be enough to be matir tiltul in the mavui? And the one who discusses this is called the Gaon Yaakov. His name was Rav Kahana. Yaakov Kahana, he lived about 150 years ago. And he's famous for his contribution to Masecht Erev, and that was his spetz. He says, if in the Hava Bina before the Kal V'chomer Eina Movi Nitar be omed meruba la parutz, eich yitochin shetia pirtza b'mavui b'sharu chotzov lo beruach haravius ya mavui kosher. But we have a principle that even if the wall, any of the walls break down, the mavui is still a mavui. And the reason for that is because it's parutz, it's omed meruba la parutz. So if we're matir a pirtza in a kosel based on omed meruba, why shouldn't we apply that same logic to the ruach haravius, meaning to the pesach hamavui? And we should say omed, apply the principle of omed meruba laparetz. Umimash hagmar donu b'shir pritzasa shel mavui lifroch mizeh es hakal v'chomer mevur Sha'af kodem shalomda gemar b'kal v'chomer sha'omed meruba moil b'mavui hayadin pashut she'ein ha'mavui nesar v'pirtza pochos mikashir areyim ein omed meruba matir b'mavui eich niteres ha'pirtza. He says that we're going to have all sorts of cases in which we're matir a pirtza. Again, it's have to be less than dalet amos, or maybe if it's less than 10 amos. V'tireit shagmar yecholo haiso lefareish shapirtza b'movui kshera rak ba'ofen sheyesh gifufin Mishnei Tzidia Pirtza. Ubaofen Zalya Poshet Lagamara Shemoil Omeid Meruba. Kamen Shenirik in Pesach. Me'akal v'chomer shebesug yaseinu lemeidim anu shegam bi'ofen sheyesh kosel rak mitzad echad she'ein zeh nirah kepesach ye'initar bi'omid meruba. Do you remember we discussed this in the past? Does this ring a bell to you, this gifufin business? Yeah, that when you break a wall and there's a pirtza but there's still gifufin, and that's when we can talk about seeing the, you know, the pirtza as if it's sasum, if it's Omei Meruba ala parts. But now we're talking about the Ruach Revius, and it's only a Lechi to be so same the Ruach Revius. He says, in such a case, we don't have this concept called Gifufin at all. And in such a case, we want to know if Omei Meruba ala parts is valid. Now he asks another kasha. Why do we need Omeid Meruba ala parts if he was go there beruach revius kula b'machitza gemura? It's poshut that if he would have set up a machitza on the fourth side, then certainly ayinitar b'mavui. In other words, the Lechi and the Korah are only coming to set up a mechitza on the fourth side. If he sets up a valid mechitza, then for sure it should be valid. So if it's a case of Omeid Meruba ala parutz, then it's a mechitza gemura. It's Rishus HaYachid. And why would the Gemara have a doubt here, vacillating about Omeid Meruba ala parutz? So he quotes from Chaim Brisker. He says, "V'tirei sha'af shemina Torah nechshav omei meruba kimechitza mikol makom ein amokom aparts nechshav kigodra al yedeizeh." It sounds to me that Reb Chaim is operating, if I understand correctly, with the law of Heker. So it's not enough that there's a mechitza. We have to somehow draw the conclusion that the Makom HaParutz is Kigadur. So the halachic Chaloshe Mechitza, that this legal entity of Mechitza, is not going to help me. I need to go beyond that, and I have to say that the Makom HaParutz is Nechshav Kigadur. Adinu shetechoshev mechitza afal pisha chelik menu parutz. There's a new category of mechitza that goes beyond the Torah's category of mechitza. The Torah can recognize a mechitza as a mechitza, but yet the Rabbanu will say that's not enough to be matir till to the mavui, because what I need is a different kind of mechitza. I need a mechitza Hagoderes Beruach Revius. Hagoderes, that it really sets aside this area as if it is completely surrounded by mechitzos. And that's the purpose of a Lechi and a Korah. Lechi and a Korah are not there to replace a mechitza so much, but rather to set up a makom gadur. So now the question is, although Omeid Meruba ala parutz is definitely a mechitza gemura, and in HaTorah now he has a rishus hayachid, but nevertheless we're not sure if it's a makom gadur. Takonis chachamim b'mavui haiso ligdar gam oso achelik haparutz. Again, even though the chelik haparutz, which is open, is part of a mechitza, so to speak, or at least in that ruach he has a mechitza, and that is a mechitza gemura, which on the Torah level would make it into rishus hayachid, but nevertheless, we want to make the makom haparutz into a makom gadur. And the question is, does Omei Merubal Aparitz clinch or achieve that goal of making the Chelek HaParutz into a Chelek HaGadur. And this is again a result of a Takonas Chachamim. So within the context of a Takonas Chachamim, it's not enough to set up a Mechitza, we need a Makom Gadur. That's what I think Reb Chaim is saying over here. So the Kal V'chomer was Machotze She'ena Niteres Belechi Ubekora. So a chotzer needs what's called a pas of four tfachim. It doesn't suffice to have a lechi and a korah, and yet we have a principle of omein merubal aparutz to be matir tiltil in a chotzer. So here we have Rashi and the Ritva. Rashi says that the intention here, the meaning of this Gemara, is Chatzer Mirubas O Rechava Yoser Al Orka. So we have a Chatzer where the Rochav is the same as the Orach, which means it's a square, or where the width of the Chatzer is greater than that of the Orach. And in those cases, there's no heter of lechi and korah. And he writes, "Dahainu she'im nifratz kol hakosel shebitzad Yerushus Arabim vehemid bo lechi mashu eino matir elim kein yesh bo pas arba." So where the chotzer borders on the Rishus HaRabim, that part of the Chotzer that you enter from Rishus HaRabim to the Chotzer, if it was completely open on that side, Lechi in the case of a Chotzer would not be Matir as it would be in the case of a Mavui, and you need a Pas of Arba, and that's going to be a Sugya later on Daf Yud Beis. So that's what we get from Rashi. Now we're up to the Ritva. The Ritva says that he doesn't understand why the Gemara uses the word chotzer, stam. The Gemara should have actually been more specific, and it should have indicated that we're talking about a chotzer merubas, or a chotzer where the rochav is greater than the Orach. Furthermore, he says, how can we derive a kavachom from chotzer to mavui? Hareishneim shavim. They're both equal. Why are they both equal? He says, ma chumra v'kula yeshkan. Not sure what he means by that. Ma chumra v'kula yeshkan. Maybe he means that since in both the chotzer and the mavui, if it's a case where it's open completely on that side, and that's the side that borders on Rishus HaRabim, do you need a matir? Yeah, but I don't understand. In the case of Mavui, the Matir is Koro Lechi. In the case of a Chotzer, the Matir is a Pas of Arba Tfachim. Not sure what he means here. V'tireitz, Shemishum Din Pas Arba, Shenis Paresh Legabe Chotzer, Is Nokta Gemar Shedin Ze Matzinu Bechotzer, Ki Ilu Shedin Ze Eino Noeg B'Mavui. Kevon Shadai Lon is Parish Lonu Din Ze B'Mavui. Not sure what he means. Lon is Parish Lonu Din Ze Adain Lon is Parish Lonu Din Ze B'Mavui. Shari Lefia MS Af B'Mavui Moil Omeid Merubal Aparts Mimokom She Ein Lechi Mekorimo Ilin. Makal Vachomer who Shema b'makom shein lechi v'karmo ilin kagon chatz merubas o mavui meruba. Moil omed meruba ala parutz is b'makom shemo ilin lechi o kore kagon b'mavui al chatzer she'enom merubaim. Oh, I see. He's asking the following question. Rashi seems to indicate that the case of Pas Arba, the requirement of Pas Arba in Chotzer, is a Chotzer Mubas or Rechava Yosir Al Arka. And in that case, there's no Heta Lechi or Korah. So the Ritva asks, wait a minute. If that be the case, then you're basically equating Chotzer with Mavui and Mavui with Chotzer, because even in the case of Mavui, you can't be Mati with a Lechi or Korah if it's rectangular in such a way that the width is greater than the length. So how does it make sense to derive a Kalvachomer from two dinim that are shoving? There's no chumrah and there's no kula. And furthermore, why didn't the Gemara mention that we're talking about a chatzim rubas? So he says, shedin pas arba mispareish l'gabe chatzer. I guess he means it's a well-known fundamental halacha that a chatzer requires a pas of arba. Lekach nokta gemara shedin ze matzinu b'chatzer, implying that such a din, there's no parallel in mavui of a din pas arba. Kevon shadayin lo nisparish lonu din ze b'mavui, which I think he means that even in the case of Mavui, in a case of Merubas, maybe a pas of Arba Tfachim would be meaningful. Not sure. I mean, this is Pashut Chor Baskalat, something I don't know one way or the other. So I'm just going to surmise that what the Ritva is implying here is that there is a din of pas Arba Legabe Mavui, which we don't know about yet, but we know that in the case of Chotzer, there's a din of Pas Arba. We don't know that there's such a parallel din that's knowing in a Mavui. That hasn't been clarified yet. And he writes, Lefia Emes, Af b'mavui mo'il omein meruba ala parutz, b'makom shein lechi v'kora mo'ilim. What does he have in mind? B'makom shein lechi v'kora mo'ilim. Is he talking about meruba? So let's say you have a mavui meruba, then there is a halacha of omein meruba laparitz, because again, in that case, you don't need a heter of a lechi or a korah. Just simply the omein meruba laparitz itself sets up a fourth mechitza. And in such a case, I don't care whether it's meruba or it's not meruba. Hakavachomer hu, shema b'makom shein lechi v'kormo ilin kagon chatzim merubas o mavui meruba, is moel omein meruba laparutz, is b'makom shemo ilim lechi o korah kagon mavui o chatzim she'ena merubaim, which means that the rochav is less than the orach, is eino din shenatir bi omein meruba laparutz. I think what the Ritva is saying here, it's not a kavachomer from chatzer to Mavui, that's Rashi's pshat, but it's a kavachomer within Omein Merubah Laparutz, that Omein Merubah Laparutz is meaningful in a mavui meruba, where a korah and a mora and a lechi would not be meaningful, is how much more so if it's not a meruba situation and korah and lechi would work, is then certainly omed meruba la poritz would work. In other words, the kavachomer is analyzing the power that inheres in omed meruba la poritz. And that power is such that it operates and it's effective even when lechi and korah are not effective. How much more so in a mavui meruba, which is not meruba, and lechi and korah is operative, is meaningful. How much more so omed meruba la poritz is meaningful. So this ritva is really introducing an entirely different kal vachomer. I'm not sure how he fits this into the language. I think he's reading it like the following: Uma chotzer she'eino niteres b'lechi v'korah, meaning in a case of a chotzer meruba. And now we have to add the first: the ein mavui meruba nitar b'lechi v'korah. Ella what? It's but nevertheless, you can be matir with ome meruba la parutz. How much more so in a case where it's not meruba and it's niteres b'lechi v'korah? How much more so it should be niteres b'parutz, baby, ome meruba la parutz. Now he quotes the same ritva, quotes a ravid. The ravid has a different girsa in the Gemara later on in Daf Yud Beis. And according to the Ravid Shita, any chotzer, whether it's merubas or ain't a merubas, has no other heter other than pas arba tfachim. So when the Gemara here says chotzer stam, it makes sense, because according to the Ravid, a chotzer stam always requires a pas arba tfachim, whether it's meruba or it's not meruba. And I understand from this that the other Rishonim would hold, and Rashi amongst them, that only a chotz merubas requires a pas of arba tfachim, which basically equates chotzer with mavud. But according to the Ravid, chotzer is really radically different than a mavud. It's got a chumra which has no corresponding parallel in mavui, namely that a chotzer she'ena meruba also requires a pas arba tfachim. That's a chumra in chotzer that doesn't have any corresponding chumra in mavui. So then the kal vachomer makes a lot of sense from chotzer to mavui, because chotzer has this chumra that mavui doesn't have in the case of a chotzer she'ena merubas, and nevertheless it requires a pas of arba tfachim. Now we have a sheet of Rabbeinu Yonah's son. Chotzer she'ein batim v'chatzeros psuchos l'socha, af she'orka yeser al rochva, einin iteres b'lechi o kora. Ubaze nishtana dino shel chotzer midino shel mavui. Im kein, yesh lefarish kavonis hagemara ledun b'kal vachom michotzer. According to Rabbeinu Yonah's son, in a case of a chotzer she'ein batim v'chatzeres psuchos l'socha, I'm not exactly sure what this reality looks like. A chotzer, I thought by definition, means that the people go from the batim into the chotzer, but now he has a chotzer which doesn't border on any batim. Ein batim v'chatzeres psuchos l'socha. And in such a case, there's no heter of lechi or kor, you need a pas of four tfachim. And that makes chotzer different than mavud. So then the kal vachomer is from this kind of a chotzer of ein batim v'chatzeros psuchos l'socha. So Rabbeinu Yonason says that a chatzer, in order to lend itself to a heter of lechi makora, has to have batim v'chatzeros psuchos v'soch. In the absence of that condition, then lechi and kora would not work to be mater chatzer. So once again, this Rabbeinu Yonason is working against Rashi, and like the Ravid, to set up a chumrah in chatzah that has no parallel in mavud. So just to summarize, we have three approaches to this kavah chomer. We have Rashi's approach that the dinim of chatzah and mavud are equal, and that's a case of chatzah merubas, where there's no heter, lechi, and korah, and the same would be true in Mavui, that in a case of Merubah, there's no heter v'lechi v'kora. The Ritva rejects this, but he says the Kal v'chomer is in the din of Omeid Merubah l'Poritz, that if Omeid Merubah l'Poritz is meaningful, even in the case of Chatzim Merubahs, where lechi v'kora would not be meaningful, then how much more so would lech would omeid merubah l'poritz be effective where lechi and korah would be effective? Now he has the Ravid, who has a chumrah in chatzah that has no parallel in mavui, and that is a case of eina merubas, and yet a chatzah requires pasav arba tfachim. And finally, has the Rabbeinu Yonason again with a chumrah in chatzer that doesn't apply to a mavui, and that's a case of a chatzer she'ein batim v'chatzeros psuchos l'socha. Right, so the Gemara says uma chatzer she'ein aniteres b'lechi v'kor aniteres b'omin merubal aparetz mavui she'nitar b'lechi v'kor ein adin she'nitar b'omin merubal aparetz. And now he quotes Tosus Arush. He says that according to Tosus Arush, we do not derive dinim derabanan from a kal v'chomer, because the chachomim, you know, they beat to a different tune. They make zeres based on what they think is logical in order to make a siag around the Torah, and you can't derive one from the other and say, well, if in this case they did allow this heter, therefore they certainly would allow it in a different case. And this he bases on a Mishnah in Yodayim, Ein donim divrei sofrim mi divrei sofrim. As we can't equate one gzeira d'rabbanan with another and derive conclusions as to what would be matir the gzeira. So the Tosa Rush asks, what are we going to do with our sugi that wants to derive the din of Omeid Merubah l'Poritz from Chatzah to Mavui, both of which are dinim derabbanan? Harei mevur misugya senu sheyesh lodin kavachomer af bedinim shehem derabbanan. V'tirates, this is the answer to Tosa Rush, ein kavonis gemar lilmon es guf adin b'kavachomer michatzah l'mavui. Ela levara eich tiknu chachamim b'mavud. Be'al ze amru shemistaber loma shekach tiknu kevin shemavui kal v'chotzer chamura. It makes sense that the Rabbanu would make this takana of ome merubah l'poritz in the case of a mavud. Stabra loma shekach tiknu, meaning omei merubah l'poritz in the case of mavui. Avol b'makom shehatakona mevureres ein lemeida mitakona zu takona acheres b'kal v'chomer. He says that there are two situations that should be differentiated, and the nafkamina is going to be when and where do we apply the principle of ein donin kal v'chomer derabbanan ad derabbanan. There's one situation where we know that there's a clear-cut takana, that we have no question about, and now we want to derive different dinim from other takonos. And here we say ein lemedim kal vachomer mi, you know, b'gzeres d'rabbanon. Then we have another case where we're not even sure exactly how the Rabbanon designed the original takonah, the original gzera. What did they say in the following scenario, which we don't know? We'll you know, we have no way of clarifying whether or not the Rabbanon set up this gzera with a built-in matir called Omeid Merubal Aparetz. Here's where Kal Vachomer is effective. If in the case of Chomur, where the Rabbanon were machmir in their takana and they didn't rely on a korumav and korin and lechi, they required a pas of arba tfachim, and yet they formulated this limitation rule in that takana called Omei Merubal Aparetz, then it makes sense that in the case of Mavi, which is relatively kal, that they would have added this proviso that in event that you have an Omeid Merubal Aparetz, it would be mut. That's called, in the language of the Tosfos HaRosh, a takana she'ena mivureres. Eich tiknu chachamim b'mavui. That's called ena mivureres. Now the Gemara wants, now Tosfos wants to know, why didn't the Gemara derive another din based on this Kal Vachomer from Chotzer to Mavui, and that's called Pirtsoso B'Eser Kechotzer. In other words, we have a loch in Mavui that if the Pirtso is Eser Amos, then there's no Heter of Korah and Lechi. In Chotzer, even if the Chotzer is wide open by more than Eser Amos, we can still be Matir the Chotzer. So why don't we derive the din of Pirtza B'Eser from Chotzer to Mavui? That just like in Chotzer, you could have a Tikkun HaChotzer even if there's a Pirtza B'Eser. So the same thing should apply by virtue of this Kal Vachomer in the case of a Mavui. That's the Kash of Tosfos. Toma Chazanish. Yesh Lomar Sha Kal Vachomer Misugyaseinu Eino Kal Vachomer Mamash El Shebira Gemara Misvara Ma Hoysa Takonis Chachom Binyin Zeh. I mean, Mamash is repeating what we saw in the Tosa Rosh, that the Gemara is trying to analyze what was the design of the Takonis Chachomim in the case of a Mavui. Lachain be'inyan zeh sheyoda gemara shekach hoisa hatakona shetiye pirtza bechotzer be'eser upirtzas Mavui be'arba lo shaykh lomer al zeh kal vachom. We know exactly the specific regulations and conditions in these two takanos, one of Chotzer and the other of Mavui, as far as Pirtzas Chotzer be Eser, but Pirtzas Mavui is only be Arba. Kal Vachomer is not going to help you, because that's definite in the way that Chazal organized these two takanos respectively. So I'm fast forwarding for a moment. Rav Ashi, here on Daf Heyam and Beis, in a case of a lechi that's boleid arba amos, and the mavi itself, the pescha mavi is eight amos wide, Rav Ashi applies the principle of safek, havile safek divrehem, the safek divrehem lahakel. So Rashi, Dibra Masal Havi, writes that it's a Sofek Bidin Derabbanon Sheyesh L'Stapik Ha'im Tzimtzem B'imkenu Asur, as if it's actually precisely four Amos of a Lechi and four Amos of a Pirtza, then it's Asur. because it's not omed meruba ala parutz. Oshalotzimtzim. And if it's lotzimtzim, then it means that maybe it's less than, the lechi is less than 4 amos. It's 3.999, right? So it's a little bit less than 4 amos. And if the pirtza is now 4.1, then it would be mutter, even though it's parutz meruba alha ala omed, because of the din of lechi. And now the lechi serves as a lechi. So if it's either omed meruba, or it's lechi, less than arba amos. So he says that kevon she'isa tilta b'movai hu isa drabanan lachen lakach yesh lahakil b'safek. And he writes v'hikshu b'tosus divrei maskil b'safek madua nechshav hadavar l'safek harei efshel etzamtzem ulahashvos bedigduk es haomed v'haparutz. Not sure what he means. Madua nechshav hadavar l'safek. Okay, it's efshel etzamtzem, but maybe the lechi is lechi is less than arba amos. Just 1 second. He says shekein muchak mimash nifsak shebishar mavui parutz ki omed mutter. So again, if you hold efshel etzamtzem, then it's not called a suffix. I think what he means is that you could measure it and you could come up with a precise measurement, because right now he's holding efshar litzamtzem, and if the precise measurement tells you that it's 4 amos of lechi and 4 amos of pirtza, then it's not a suffix, it's definitely asur. And from the fact that the Gemara later on at Daf Tes Zayin Amid Beis says that Parutz Ke'omed is Mutter, it must be that the Gemara is working with the assumption of Efshel Etzamtzem. Otherwise you wouldn't have a Hechetimtza of Parutz Ke'omed. I mean, those words Parutz Ke'omed by definition mean Efshel Etzamtzem. Now he says the following: V'im nomar she'i efshar litzamtzem, eich natirenu, harei yesh lachush shema haparutz meruba. What does he mean? What does he mean here? He says, if we're going to say efshar litzamtzem, I see what he's saying. He's saying that if it's the Efshel Etzamtzem, then it means that it could be the Parutz is more than 4 Amos, and the whole Pesach HaMovi is, let's say, 8.1 Amo, and the Lechi is 4 Amos, is then it's Asur. Because you need another lechi, right? It's parutz meruba la omed. The lechi is 4 amos, and we can't be mat to this mavui without another lechi. Let's just go over this one more time. Why is this considered a suffix? If it's efshel etzamtzem, then let's do our measurements, you know, take out that meter, you know what I'm talking about, and we'll find that the lechi is 4 amos wide, the pirtza is 4 amos wide, and then you can't be mati this movi without another lechi, because you don't have omed meruv al haparetz, and you need another lechi because this lechi is 4 amos wide. And if we're going to say efshal etzamtzem, then for sure we can't be matir, because we have to worry about the fact that the lechi is 4 amos wide, and the parts is meruba. Ela muchach shekach mikach sheefshal etzamtzem. And if it's efshal etzamtzem, then we should find out that it's 4 and 4. Imkain. Im haporutz va'omet shavim. If you're holding efshal tzamtzim, and we can calculate that it's 4 and 4, and the lechi has 4 amos, is then you need another lechi, because the lechi is bolate 4 amos, and it's not considered a lechi. You can't be mater based on omid meruba because it's 50-50. Ularaf huna breder Rabbi Yeshua sover lekamon tesvav beishem poritz ke omid asur madua natir misafek kevin she efshal limdod betzimtzum. Oh, he emphasized the word limdod. See, take out your meter and you find out that it's 4 and 4. If it's 4 and 4, parts ka'omed is also according to that shita. You need rove. So basically, I think the upshot of this tosvis is that if you hold efshal etzamtzem, then we don't understand Rav Ashi. We measured it in his 4 and 4. It should be also. How can you mat it with this lechi? You need another lechi. So tosvis answers that he efshar shiyah b'tzimtzum in order to measure it and come up with 4 and 4 precisely, shiyah b'tzimtzum, is he efshar el al yidei atorach gadol. It's a lot of work. Varei, zed dover sheino matzui, even though it's efshar l'tzimtzum, but it's very unusual that it could be 4, precisely 4 and 4, here's where the Rabbanan comes in. They weren't machmir to require this, what he calls tircha gidola. So we can be mekil, and there's a suffix that maybe the lechi is slightly less than 4 amos. Or alternatively, maybe the lechi is a little bit more than 4 amos, and the piritz is only 4 amos. Bar ritva hosif levayer shekevet shon iskavnu litzamtzem vadi mistoma eino mitzumtzom. So he didn't make that calculation initially that it should be 4 amos and 4 amos. So just to summarize, Tosis is saying that even though it's efshal etzamtzem, but nevertheless we're still going to be mekel in a drabbanon, because we're not going to require medida and bedika, because that's a tercha gadol, and that's where the rabbanon were mekel.